Tom Joyner Morning Show pays tribute to rock and roll legend Chuck Berry on his 90th birthday.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Goode, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ring in a bell. Go,
Chuck Berry gave his first public performance while in high school. Soon after, he was convicted of an armed robbery and sent to a reformatory. After being released, he worked at an auto assembly plant. He was influenced by the guitar riffs of T-Bone Walker. He later traveled to Chicago and met Muddy Waters, who was influential in getting him signed to Chess Records. And he became one of the pioneers of rock and roll.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis and down in New Orleans, all the cats gonna dance with sweet little sister.
In 1957, Chuck Berry toured the United States with other big-name rock and roll acts on disc jockey Alan Freed's Big Show of Stars. Along with it came TV and movie appearances.
Well, I'm gonna write a little letter, I'm gonna mail it to my local DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. Long live rock and roll. The beat of the drums loud and bold.
In late 1959, Chuck Berry was arrested under the Mann Act and spent a year and a half in prison in 1962. But he continued recording and performing during the trials.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
Chuck Berry received Grammy's Lifetime Achievement Award, the Kennedy Honors, and he was one of the first to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, plus numerous other awards, and at 90, he's still performing.
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling, oh.
Happy 90th birthday to Chuck Berry on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
And then Mama took me to grammar school, but I stopped off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh,
ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling.
That is beautiful. You know what I heard? I hear two girls over here singing in harmony. That's all right, honey. This is a free country. Live like you wanna live, baby. Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna knock it, darling. Mm-mm. Yeah, freedom. Yes, sir. There's one guy right over here singing Maya, too. That's all right, brother. Yes, sir. You got a right, baby. Ain't nobody gonna bother you. Tell you. Once I was climbing the garden wall, I slipped and had a terrible fall. I fell so hard I heard bells ring, but held on to my ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling,
ding-a-ling.
creek. Man, them snappers all around my feet. Sure was hard swimming across that thing with both hands holding my baby. Beautiful. I think it's a beautiful little song, really I do. And guess what? Everybody's still not singing. There's a few right down front here that's not singing. We're gonna dedicate this verse to those who will not sing. Yes, sir. This here song, it ain't so sad. The cutest little song you ever had. Those of you who will not sing, you must be playing with your own ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling. Ding-a-ling.
That song just makes me laugh.
Recorded in London. Live. White women want to sing loud.
I would have been one of those not down front, not one.
Chuck Berry
women singing.
90 years old.
Feeling your own.
Yes. Okay.
Happy birthday to Chuck Berry.
90 years old.
90 years old, and he's—I don't know how many dates he does a year, but I would think somewhere in the hundreds.
Really.
Yeah,
for him.
Yeah, and I saw a special when he did one about his 80th birthday,
mm-hmm.
and he still travels around. He doesn't travel with a band. He picks up a band wherever
picks up
he
a band
goes.
Where he goes, right?
Is that because, cheaper that way?
Because every band, any rock and roll band can play Chuck
knows
Berry.
Knows his song.
It yeah. knows his song. So he just shows up with his guitar, and any
gets
old band,
he
doesn't rehearse, and he goes right into it, and. And he still does that duck walk, like I said, which is hard to do. It's hard to do if you're nine.
He's 90, right?
And he's 90.
I see that he has a tour schedule, and his next date is Thursday.
See?
In Mineola, Texas. And,
right.
And they got him scheduled for April of next year in France.
He's still
he's
working.
Amazing.
90 years old. Chuck Berry.
God
coming up
him.
On the TJMS. Coming up, we still got some seriously ignorant news from Damon Williams. Player, my man Damon.
About to get ignorant up in here, man.
Yes, it's going to get ignorant.
It's going to get ignorant.
26 past the hour.